Hey guys, welcome to the Take a Break Girl podcast. And today, I'm going to talk about three things that I am letting go of before the end of the year. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right on in. You guys already know it is me, Regina B., your self-care transformation coach. And today, I want to talk to you about the things that I'm letting go of before 2023. I mean, we're coming up on the end of the year. We have, what, like 4 to 6 weeks left? I think about really actually 5 weeks left in the year. So this year, as I've been nearing the end of the year, I've been thinking about the things that I just want to let go of. Things that are just not serving me, I feel. So let me go ahead and start with number one. First thing I'm letting go of is comfortability. Comfortability for me is big. I can tend to get a little comfortable in the things that I'm doing. I can tend to get a little comfortable in the friendships that I have. So I noticed that about myself. So since I've noticed that I can tend to get a little bit comfortable, I am now choosing to say no. I want to be uncomfortable, which is going to cause me to kind of step out of my way and kind of just go for what it is that I see that I want to have happen for me in 2023. So the only way that I can actually have that happen is I have to get uncomfortable with being comfortable. So definitely comfortability, I can't even say the word, that means I need to not be comfortable with it, is what I'm going to let go of. I am letting go of comfort. All right. The second thing that I am letting go of is pressure. Now, pressure is big for me. You know, I kind of tend to put a lot of things on my plate and, you know, want to do things with people, want to run my business, want to do my podcast. I want to work out. I want to eat healthy. So many things that I just want to do in a day that it causes me a lot of pressure. So I've learned, let go of the pressure. Like, I have completely learned this year that I just need to completely let go of the pressure. You're probably like me. You have a lot of things to do. You're writing out your goals. You're setting your vision for the week. You know what it is that you want to do. But yet, that voice is like, I didn't do what I was supposed to do today. I didn't accomplish the 10 things on my to-do list, when really I should only have maybe 3 things on my to-do list. And if I break it down, I release more pressure for myself, and then I won't feel so overwhelmed that I did not complete the things that I set out to complete. So definitely for me, pressure is going to be one of the biggest things that I definitely let go of this year. Because next year for 2023, the only way that I'm going to get to what I want, I gotta let go of the pressure, because the pressure can tend to keep you right where you're at. So, I don't know. For me, pressure, that's out of the window. Number three, my third thing, and this is big, you guys. This is really big. I am letting go of non-impactful things or people in my life. So basically, if it's not impacting my life in a positive way, or if I'm around a circle of people that are not impacting me in a positive way and vice versa, I'm out. I'm gone. I mean, it just is what it is. If I'm not learning new things, I'm not being impactful for myself. So I'm going to start surrounding myself around things that are going to be impactful in my life, impactful in my business, impactful in my growth as a self-care coach, impactful so that I can even be impactful for you. So I am definitely going to sit down. I'm going to journal it out. I know I always talk to you guys about journaling. It's a big deal. But this year, I'm going to literally sit down and journal out the things that I no longer, or the things that I know are not serving me. They're out of here. they're wasting my time. It's probably causing me pressure. It's probably causing me to stay comfortable. So if I want to get rid of comfortability, and if I want to get rid of pressure, I probably need to get rid of things and people that are just not impactful in my life any longer. So I urge you, I really urge you to grab your journals, sit down and get really mindful and really clear about three things that you feel that you need to let go of and not be afraid to let go of for the end of the year. Because you can't be afraid. I can't be afraid to let go of pressure and let go of things or people that are not impactful to me, or letting go of me being comfortable and just saying, all right, you know, today's just another day, so just get up and run your business the same way, or just go to work the same way, or do the same routine. No, it's time to get really clear about that and really focus in on what it is that is no longer serving you and you need to let it go. All right? I hope that was helpful, because that's what I'm going to do. Like I said, I definitely encourage you to do it as well. So make sure you guys get ready for the next 5 weeks. You want to get ready to do a vision board. You want to create what you want to see for yourself next year in 2023. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm preparing. You guys keep listening. Thank you so much for just taking a quick few minutes out of your day and listening to this podcast today. Nothing really long or major. I just wanted to share that with you. All right. Make sure you guys follow me on all platforms. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. Make sure to follow me. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast and share this with your friends. All right. Share with people you know. Share with ladies that you know that need some self-care, some encouragement. We need to talk about it. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. And always remember, ladies, take a break, girl.